Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. It is a Sunday morning. It is time for second watch, this time following the Alabama Crimson Tide's 37-20 win over the visiting Tennessee Vols Saturday night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Alabama continues that long home winning streak over the Vols, this time in exciting fashion, kind of what some folks anticipated, I think, in terms of total points, although maybe a few of you had it going a little bit into the 60s, maybe even put your money where your mouth is, where that's concerned. That was a tough beat if that was the case, but we're going to get right into it. And as typically the case, less of me, more of the football here on the screen. There we go. How about that? Shrink me down, pull up the footage, and we'll get rolling right now with the opening kickoff. Alabama kicking it away to the visiting Vols. And really important early in this game, I thought, for the Alabama defense to establish itself against the run. And it did that for the most part. You'll see Tennessee come out here in its, I think this is 12 personnel, two tight ends on the field, Matthews in motion across the formation. Alabama here, yeah, this is a, is this a base look? No, I think this is still, no, this is base. Base from a 3-4 perspective, I guess you could say, because there's Justin Hill, and that's actually the third down play on the opening series. And Tim Keenan right there. We need to run that back just a little bit. Watch Tim Keenan in the middle of that defensive line take on that double team and kind of split it right there. And you get Deontay Lawson crashing a gap. Alabama attacking those gaps with James Smith over here. Hubbard coming in to fit it on third and two. Justin Jefferson helping out there. And you get a third down stop, third and short stop for the Alabama defense. And you're able to get off the field early, which, you know, after a really good Tennessee punt, Alabama backed up inside its own 10, first and 10. 12 personnel for the Crimson Tide, two tight ends on the field to go along with the two wide receivers. Jam Miller made the start coming out of concussion protocol, and he is directly behind Ty Simpson here. Moves to the offset left, and you'll see this gets blown up pretty much from the start. Trying to run maybe a little bit of a split zone concept, but Vandermark there at the left guard position. Interesting starting lineup once again for Alabama with those first five. And so Quavis, he kind of wants to work across the formation, but the early penetration just again blows everything up. Jam gets his feet taken out from under him, and it is an early down loss, something that Tennessee certainly thrives on defensively. Tackles for loss, sacks coming in with the big number of sacks that Tennessee did. And this is exactly where Tennessee wanted the game played. Third and 13. And a great individual effort from Ty Simpson here. You'll see once again Vandermark at left guard on that top hash mark. I don't have the telestrator capability, so I'm telling you where it's happening right now. Top hash mark, about the 5-yard line. Watch this inside pressure. And I'm not sure if some of this is Parker Brailsford too, because he ends up with really no one to help with, but he's got a guy moving through the A gap and to the inside of Vandermark there. You see Brailsford right there. You're kind of like, whoop, we didn't really shut the gate. And you got Vandermark in that uneasy position of sort of chasing his guy into his own end zone. But again, watch Simpson here individually. And you'll see up here at the top at the 10-yard line, Quavis is already starting to present himself to the quarterback on a third and 13. And Ty, as he has been wont to do, stops on a dime, maintains passer mode, still has his eyes up, doesn't panic here, and he's going to deliver a strike. Pretty good job by Vandermark, too, of staying with the play, at least trying to clean up that pressure. And it's a strike to Quavis, who goes instantly into runner mode. When he catches that football, he's still got 7 yards to get to convert this third down, and he's going to give you more than that. He's going to give you 12 And so it goes for a pickup of somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 yards to Josh Cuevas. Big third and 13. Really spurred everything else that happened on this possession for Alabama to open the game. Alabama in 11 personnel, 2x2 with jam offset. Four-man pass rush on a 2nd and 4 for Tennessee. Jam's going to release out on a little circle route in the middle of the field. Getting some early pressure. Michael Carroll making the start at right tackle. Got his hands full a little bit there. Does okay. And Ty a couple times again in this game helped out his protection. Ty's going to get it out, or so it seems. But once again, moving to his right. Unlike a week ago where I thought in the Missouri game, the eyes dropped a couple of times and he was a little quick to transition to run mode. Keeps the eyes up and delivers a nice strike here to Lottie Brooks, who takes the big hit, finishes the play, and moves the chains once again. 2nd and 6 now. Bunch formation to the left. Going to motion out Rico Scott to the top. Giving you a little hint there that you're probably looking at some man coverage. And specifically, you've got man coverage down here to the bottom of the screen with Ryan Williams. Little toss action. This tells you something, too. Watch these backers for Tennessee just on that little toss action, that quick flip action to the left. Even this backside safety kind of gets frozen by it. But you know at this point, if you're Ty, you've got man coverage. Ball's coming out quick. Ball's coming out with placement. Ball is being caught by Ryan Williams. Those drops concerns, not so much Saturday night, right? What a heck of a catch here by Ryan Williams on a really well-placed ball. Look at this. Not necessarily the back half of the football, but over his shoulder, taking him out of bounds. Heck of a play there by Ryan Williams. And hey, why not go with the hot hand? Incorporate something in the run game. It wasn't traditional in a lot of ways, Alabama's run game on Saturday night, but this was fun to watch because this is kind of RPO action, but usually on RPO action, the receivers to the bottom are going to be more to the top. If you're running zone read RPO to the right, you're usually going to have these three receivers out to the left. This probably should have told you a little something. By alignment, Alabama was trying to get the focus into the boundary. And already understanding Tennessee's preference to really flow to the ball. And right now you're already seeing it. See by alignment here, even with the run fake, there's nothing up top. So everybody's down here, and that just helps to get Tennessee more committed to the right side of the Alabama formation. So Ryan Williams goes from a blocker and a potential quick screen, quick game option to the right to now he's the reverse guy. And you've run this with Jeremy Bernard, too, out of this formation. So Tennessee thinks, oh, we got this thing. This is another tackle for loss. And it's close because Tennessee's getting after Bernard, but he's able to get the ball to Williams. And now you've got all of that field, all of that green. Ty Simpson does a nice job here identifying guys as you're working now as a blocker. Ty's going to take the nearest threat there, make sure his guy gets as much out of it as he can. It's another explosive play for Ryan Williams, and it's another way you can supplement the run game. Now you got a 3rd and goal down at the 2. This feels like 4-down territory based on what we've seen from Kalen DeBoer. You've got Jeremy Bernard lined up in the backfield, and again, and you are working a lot to the right side of the formation here, just in terms of alignment, and then pre-snap movement with Josh Cuevas. You know, 2-back sets are different than what they used to be, you know? And so you know, right here, Ty Simpson knows he's got man coverage to the top of the screen. And this is a route that, that teams love down here. I mean, we've seen Alabama utilize it in the past. If you remember some Iron Bowls from the past, I'm sure you do. Little whip, return to the outside, perfect ball from Ty on time. Nice route by Isaiah Horton. And Horton's been a guy in the red zone that a lot of it has been in the middle of the field, right? Kind of those slants, short post. Boy, that's perfect. Look where that ball's placed, right on the face mask. And the corner, Tennessee dealing with some issues at corner. And Isaiah Horton with the easy win. Ty Simpson made that look probably a lot easier than it actually was. That was Bryce Young to John Metchie good on the whip route. So Tennessee with the football now down 7-0 with 6:51 left in the first quarter. 12 personnel with those wide receiver splits that are a trademark of the Josh Heupel offense. Joey Aguilar going to work some play action here. This is, that's six-man protection. The back stays in. Now, Alabama playing some zone, and look at Yonze Pierre early on, wasting no time. The balla from Eufaula gets home on Joey Aguilar. It would be a reoccurring theme here in the first half for number 42. And you also work some really cool games in the pass rush again, Deontay Lawson, Yonze Pierre. So it brings up a 3rd and 8 for the Vols from their own 27, six-man protection. That's a 4-man pass rush. Getting some heat here from LT Overton. Actually gets his hands up nicely, but a lot of trust right here between Aguilar and Chris Brazel. Brazel 6'5". Look at that. Overton's in pretty good shape there. Sometimes the other team just makes a play. You got Hubbard underneath. Dejon Lee, the freshman in coverage. And that's a 6'5". That's the benefit of a 6'5 receiver on third down. 3rd and 10 now. Another third down for the Vols. Alabama is showing blitz or showing a different type of pressure early. Ends up bringing 5. Drops Lawson out on 3rd and 10. Aguilar going to work quickly to the flat, playing some zone behind this pressure. And this isn't the Miles Kitzelman I ever saw in Tuscaloosa. Wow. Little hurdle job there on the 6'3", Dejon Lee. Kitzelman is ultimately going to come up just a little bit short of the sticks, despite the protest over there from Josh Heupel. So it's 4th and very short. And Tennessee converted, what, 4 fourth downs in the game? Most of them were like this, though. I mean, they weren't 4th and 8s. So this is auto go in today's football. Tennessee with the tight formation. And just going to run your basic fullback dive right here, except it's your tight end that's doing the diving. And Tennessee able to keep the possession alive. 3rd and 6 now for Tennessee from the Alabama 41. Alabama with a simulated pressure. Going to drop out a couple of guys. Bring Jordan Jefferson or actually Deontay Lawson. And here's the game they ran. A little twist with Lawson working inside out. And Yonze Pierre working outside in. Look how he closes on the quarterback. No almost about this. This is how you finish on the quarterback. Pierre, sack number 2. And we're still in the first quarter. Quickly ascending as a elite pass rush guy in the Southeastern Conference. So Alabama now with the football back. Field position wasn't a real friend for the Alabama offense early, but got the football 1st and 10. Now you've got Cam Dewberry in there at left guard. Jaden Roberts got the start at right guard. And so he's still in there. Michael Carroll at right tackle. Tennessee kind of got Alabama here with this pass rush as we work back just a little bit. We'll show you from the snap. You'll see Caleb Edwards down here as the tight end to the right of Michael Carroll. This is where the eyes sometimes can be tricky for a young player. Say you got all these guys down here, these two guys, and Carroll looks inside. Daniel Hill's in the game. Looks like his protection is going to take him to that extra rusher and two. But Carroll's looking inside. You got three guys looking at two between your right guard, your back, and your right tackle. So now you got an edge guy coming clean. Carroll realizes it late. Ty hangs in there. Look at this catch. I mean, the ball placement again is really good, but this is a hell of a catch. And, you know, on the broadcast, you heard Matt Austin, you heard Greg McElroy talk about, well, did he ever really have control of the football? But I thought Sean McDonough wisely kept asking the question, well, when does the ball ever hit the ground? I mean, clearly, where does the ball hit the ground? It looked like it should have hit the ground, but it didn't really show us from any of the views we had that the ball ever made definitive contact or catch-altering contact with the ground. Just great job by Ty Simpson there. Even better catch from Ryan Williams. But Tennessee ends up with the football late, or actually early in the second quarter. This is sort of a power protection with 72 pulling out in front. Off an RPO look, but they're throwing it. It feels like all the way here. Aguilar, you see Deshaun Jones up there late, trying to get to the flat, really ends up with nothing in the coverage. You see him right there at about the Alabama 48. He kind of steps in on the play fake, and now there's just a lot of green out there. She got off coverage, easy throw and catch from Aguilar to Matthews, and the balls are on the move here. Got it spread out, trips to the field here, one back offset left. Alabama bringing a four-man pass rush, Nakai Hill Green in the game at linebacker. This is when you got some twos and threes out there in your pass rush. James Smith is a starter. But, you know, a third and eight, and you get ripped in the middle of the field, and it's problematic because Bray Hubbard falls down right here. That further opens the window. And you do pretty well right here to keep this to a red zone opportunity for your defense. Ultimately, didn't matter much, but you get ripped by Staley there in the middle of the field. So first and goal. For the balls. Now, Kai Hill Green, you're going to see right here, do a nice job bringing a run pressure right off the snap. You got the quarterback accounted for with Bray Hubbard, but Nakai Hill Green able to make the TFL, one of eight for Alabama in the game there in a first and goal. And it's tough because Tennessee's going to work tempo in that situation. Now, most of these offenses, it seems like when they go tempo in that situation or any situation, when they go fast after a chunk, it's always zone. It's always inside zone, it feels like. Maybe it just always feels like you're going to get a run right at you. Mostly to see if you can get lined up, and maybe they can cash you with that. But Nakai Hill Green ensured that that was not going to happen there. So second and goal now. Here's Aguilar. Doesn't like what he has there. He is going to be able to get the corner. And look at where Justin Jefferson is and the ground he covers. Deshaun Jones will come off his guy up at the top, too. And this was a big hit that I think factored into Aguilar for the rest of the game. Give him credit. He played through it, but it was obviously a problem for him with the neck. Both these guys, bam, right there at the three. Big hit to hold this thing short of the end zone. Third and goal for Tennessee. Condensed formation from the left hash. Alabama still in nickel from the 2.5. think you'll see Deshaun Jones right here in the slot down here. Right here. You see that? He's taking away the inside break, which is good. But if you don't get a lot of pressure here, which you don't, you're able to open this window up. Kitzelman breaks inside, takes Nakai Hill Green with him. You know, your backer right here is accounting for this back out in the flat, and there's your window with plenty of time. And you took away the inside, the in-breaker early in the play. But Tennessee, with Staley, basically able to just kind of sit it down right there in the back of the end zone and get Deshaun Jones for the touchdown. And so you're tied up at seven all after Braylon Staley. You can see it right there. I mean, he's got two or three hops in the pocket. And that's the other side of, do you bring pressure? Do you rush four, try to play coverage? You try to mix it up. But right there, when you're not able to affect the quarterback, and again, you don't really have your best four rushers on the field, you know, this is what can happen. Second and 19. There was a drop for Tennessee on first down. Then you had the offensive pass interference. So now Tennessee playing second and 19 from deep on its own end, from its own 9-yard line. And watch Yonze Pierre with the bull rush right here. I like it too because he doesn't get folded inside. Still makes it hard on Aguilar. That outside shoulder is clean enough. Aguilar, in retrospect, I'm sure in watching this back, is going to understand that the ball needed to come down quickly to one of these guys. But it's second and 19. You're going to try to push the ball a little bit and panics. Like a lot of quarterbacks, Aguilar doesn't like the pressure to his face. You see this a couple times throughout the game Saturday night. And that's clearly grounding. Alabama, by the way, was in its dime package. They Mincy out there at safety, Keon Keeley in there in the pass rush. So this is going to be grounding. This is going to be 2 points, and this is going to be more of the great stuff from Yonze Pierre on Saturday night as you see the white hat finally throw the flag. And Overton and Hubbard are correct. That is intentional grounding in the end zone. Ah, Josh, come on, you know. You know, there's nobody in the neighborhood here. You'll see it again. Watch Pierre with this pass rush. He just takes it to that right tackle. And still able to that outside arm, that left hand affect Aguilar enough that he panics and really can't do anything but what he did right there. Yeah. There you see Keeley in there. So it's a 9-7 Alabama lead now. You get the football back after the kickoff. Pretty good job by Tennessee of covering that, considering they kicked off from their own 20. But you got the football, you're up to. Feel like you've already broken serve because you're going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Little short motion, try to get a tip on the coverage. Jam directly behind. We love the first and 10 play actions. It was rough for a long time in this game on first and second down running the football. So Alabama returns to its bread and butter with the play action. Formby in there at right tackle right now. Protection pretty good. Maybe Caden getting pushed, getting walked back a little bit. But Ty, once again, very decisive. And 22 is actually an inside linebacker. Thielander for Tennessee. And he's got this depth because I think this was Tampa 2 coverage. Two safeties deep. And he was running with a tight end down the middle. I think it was Cuevas initially. So he had gotten all this depth. And you still hit this underneath him. And here's Bernard after the catch now doing what he does. So effective. So it's a first and 10 play action chunk once again for the Alabama offense And second and 10 now from plus territory. I think this is two tights. Caleb Edwards in there trying to get out. They're jamming him, dropping a D tackle. Tennessee was there, it looked like, to try to get a hit on the tight end, trying to take care of that sort of delayed release, which we'll see Alabama actually hit later to Quavis. But good protection, great shape to deliver this football. Edwards releasing late. That's a sail route, they call that, off a switch release. You'll see these two receivers right here. Rico Scott running it off. And then you're going to have Brooks run in and then sail to the sideline. See him kind of work back outside. And boy, this guy is in a tough spot for Tennessee at the 30-yard line, because you got Edwards sitting here that you can go to, or you can go over here for the chunk to Brooks. And it is the latter, as the true freshman delivers once again for the Alabama passing attack. Second and 10 once again. Wasn't a lot of second and shorts for Alabama, didn't seem like, Saturday night. Maybe more so in the fourth quarter. But Ty working with five-man protection. Good once again, man. This is good. And when he's able to hit that back foot and throw on time, look at this catch too by Ryan Williams. Fastball in the void there in the zone. That's good, good continuity between the quarterback and receiver too. A lot of trust right there. Second and goal now from the 1 yard line. Going to have some pin and pull right here. Using that flow, that first step against the Tennessee defense once again, Ryan Grubb. Watch this. Up. Going to run split zone right here between the tackles. Look at these backers, man. Look at these second level guys for Tennessee. Just coming. Block down here with Jeremy Bernard. Cam Dewberry going to get a cutoff right here. But really, the action kind of takes care of it. This is funny right here from Caden Proctor. This poor DB8 for Tennessee. He didn't sign up for this. Proctor pulls out. Gets his head inside for the first guy. And boy, the first guy happened to be number 8. And look what happens to him. Detonated. And it's a walk-in for Jam Miller. And now you have maximized that sequence. Sequence where you get the safety, you get the possession, and a chance to go up 9. Alabama's able to do that. We're later in the second quarter, and I know the second half is mostly where you feel like Tennessee really got the run game going, but you could see it start to happen here late in the second quarter. Tennessee with depth at the running back position. Now, this is kind of like a little counteraction. Although it's more zone, I believe, Kitzelman inserts from the tight end position like a puller. And you got a double right here. You're already getting movement. This is your play side linebacker. He's already up in here. This is Lawson. And so when he cuts it back, you know, Lawson's not there. You got a very aggressive Dre Kirkpatrick Jr. coming up from the second level. A little bit out of control there, not able to make the tackle. And that's the big thing with a lot of this stuff for the Alabama defense. Just make the tackle there. You know, even if you give up the first down, just look at all the yards, you know, after your second level guy doesn't make the tackle, or at least redirect or slow it down. Fourth and 2 for Tennessee now from the Alabama 31. And these fourth and shorts, I think Alabama's housing this. They're bringing it. Kane bringing it. Keon Sabb coming off the corner. You're going to get a hit right there from Deontay Lawson, but it's just a tenth of a second late. Aguilar stands in there, and this is a very nice ball to the outside. He'd love to have had this one a little bit later. But that's his guy, Kitzelman, on fourth down. It's pretty impressive, actually, what Aguilar's been able to do in such a limited amount of time with these guys. I mean, he didn't get in the program until what, June? And, you know, that's a tough throw for a lot of quarterbacks who have been with guys for 2 or 3 years. So Tennessee keeps the possession alive. Got another chance here on a 3rd and 9. Kane going to bring it. He actually brings a simulated, drops out with Bray Hubbard. And this kind of looks like you're in pretty good shape here. Get past Aguilar, create a little bit of a lane once Jefferson loses his outside shoulder there. And now you got Aguilar on the run. It looked like early on when you dropped out Hubbard, you might have a spy for something like this. But Aguilar's tough because he's not Manziel. Kind of like Ty Simpson. Do you really commit a spy to this guy on 3rd and long? And if you're manned up, it's going to be hard behind it. You can see Hubbard. I think Hubbard took the tight end ultimately, so he got ran out. And here comes Aguilar to the sticks. Gets a little something from Justin Jefferson on his way out. I think initially this was ruled short. Yeah, and it stayed that way. So, again, another one of these 4th and very shorts for the Tennessee offense. Kind of a very tight formation. Kitzelman in that fullback role. Deshaun Bishop. You know, early on, Tim Keenan looks like he's doing a pretty good job. And again, you're hitting these gaps with James Smith. Try to fill it. Yeah, you're just a little bit light to that side of the formation too. And so Bishop's able to convert it. And Tennessee in a great spot now, down 9 with a couple timeouts, 33 seconds to go. Plenty of time at this point for Tennessee to get into the end zone, cut this thing to a 2-point game. So 2nd and 10. And again, where we see the run game start to be a factor really for Tennessee is late here in the 2nd quarter. Starting to run through some guys, get enough movement up front, and set yourself up for that 2nd and goal. I guess if there was one thing for Tennessee, it could have been that the time could have been managed in a way in which this was maybe more, you know, didn't have you potentially losing plays at the end of the half. But here's the play, right? And so with no timeouts now, Tennessee, even from the 1, if you're Alabama defensively, you're thinking they got to throw the football here. Because if they get stopped short, half's over. So even with the tight formation and, you know, the look of a run play, quarterback under center, all those things, it doesn't add up to the actual situation in terms of time and timeouts. Now, Alabama's still got to honor the potential for the run, which you see them doing right here. But there also has to be a discipline and an understanding that in all likelihood, we're getting a pass here. Alabama does a nice job off the snap right here of marking up. Hubbard, he's stumbling a little bit, but he's got the tight end. You're thinking Kitzelman a lot right here. Wherever Kitzelman lined up, you were thinking he was a prime target, if not the target. I would say prime. Based on the personnel on the field, with all these guys, these tight ends and the stuff that Tennessee had out there, where else was the ball really going to go? If Tennessee did not run the football, where else was it going to go? Miles Kitzelman. So regardless of where he lined up, you had to identify him as the guy. Now, if the ball comes out hot into the outside, is Xavier Brown able to do that? Well, here's the deal, too. Even if he isn't able to pick off this throw that is too far to the inside and a little bit light in velocity, you can still tackle Kitzelman right there at the 1, and it's the end of the half. But you get the optimum result here with Xavier Brown. And now you're just wondering, can he finish this thing in the end zone. That and is somebody going to peel back and blindside a Tennessee player or you know, do something that you don't need away from the play? Little bit of a stutter step there. Deshaun Bishop dealing with a minor lower leg injury after the Arkansas game last week. Not sure that mattered all that much because Bishop, I don't think, is a real 4-4 type of guy. But Brown, boy, really makes it hurt by getting into the end zone there. What a way to end a first half. There are 14-point swings, and then there are these kind of 14-point swings. Yeah. You see it again here from up top. You got this thing covered because you still got Pierre in the flat as well. And Aguilar, I thought he threw it early enough, but it was just kind of, you know, it didn't have conviction, I guess you could say. And that's got to be to the pylon. I don't think Brown was in a bad place, you know. And he did a really nice job of flipping the hips and driving. Now, there's a lot of guys that would be in that position and just be like, okay, just play the assignment and don't go for the play. Don't try to play the football there. Like Steph Georgevich, remember that in the for the Ampite Bulldogs? Yeah, you remember that, Tom Cruise. He did that against Woodland Heights, I believe it was. But Xavier Brown gets the job done right here. This is it. I mean, this is a lot of the football game right there at about the 35. Can he win that one? And he does. There it is. Yeah, you didn't want your tight end flipping his hips to the inside. Xavier Brown flipped his to the outside and got there. So even better, you're getting the football coming out to start the third quarter. So Alabama already in another third and long. Tennessee desperately needing to get off the field. You can't go down 26-7 or 30-7 here early in the third. It is five-man protection. You know, Vandermark started the game at left guard. Now he's starting the second half at right guard. Dewberry in there at left guard. No, excuse me, Will Sanders in there at left guard. Caden Proctor gets a pancake. Michael Carroll hanging in there. Ty must not have saw or liked Quavis up here to the top. He also had Miller down here. It's third and 13. You're trying to move the sticks. I get it. So he's going to leave, breaks a tackle or two, but it's not going to be enough. And so Tennessee gets exactly what it needed there. Really didn't like, too, that preceded that. Big Ryan Grubb fan. But there was a continuation of these first and 10 runs followed by second and long runs. And that was one of those sequences there. Back-to-back long yardage runs when Alabama was having big problems running the football. And I get it. You got to try to run the ball. And ultimately, Alabama got it figured out. But it didn't get it figured out with the kind of runs that it went with on first and second down to open the second half. So a real throwaway possession in a lot of ways for Alabama. And Tennessee's going to take advantage of it. Aguilar standing in the pocket, delivering. On a second and three into Alabama territory. Now it's second and 12 for the Vols. Got those wide splits with those wide receivers. But you also got kind of a light box here. Not as light as what we'll see in a minute. But you get the edge early. C75. Alabama was jumping gaps. You get that edge with that down block. Now you got Jefferson out here on an OL. And this is rough. I mean, Jefferson pretty much does what he needs to do there in redirecting Bishop. But this goes back to what we talked about earlier. This is a run, okay, it's a 4 or 5 yard run, but it turns into a 44 yard run because your safety and your backside linebacker, look at them. I mean, they almost step on each other's toes. And when that happens, you got all of this. And I don't think Bishop can fly, but I think he can redirect and change direction exceptionally well. Now he's in the middle of the field and you got a backside corner trying to close it out, and Lee, he gets crossed up. And then from that point, it's pretty much a walk-in. Absolutely what you didn't need from the Alabama defense in the run game. You know, lost the edge there on the run, and then you got three or four guys that have got to limit that thing to anything other than a touchdown. But instead, it is a 44-yard touchdown run for Bishop. Ball's going to go for two. Alabama playing some zone down here from the three. This is nice work from Lee, the corner at the top at the goal line. He's playing a couple of guys here. You got Kitzelman underneath, and then you got the outbreaker behind him. Eyes to the quarterback, patient, doesn't panic. Look at the reaction as soon as the ball comes out. I mean, he's all over this. He had Hubbard in there too. Now you're wondering if Lee might run this thing all the way back. He does not. But he keeps it to a 10-point game, and Alabama gets the football back in a game in which Alabama had answers throughout. And we're going to see that again in the not-too-distant future. So Alabama now spreading out with a 2x2. Miller offset to the right. You've got a 3rd and 2. Tennessee shows 5-man pressure but drops out. An edge from the top. Ty decisive. Knows he's got his guy, Bernard, just beyond the sticks on the outcut. Strong route from Jeremy and strong after the catch. So catches it at the 37 and ends up at about the midfield mark. About 13 yards after the catch on a 3rd and 2. Double bonus there. Move the sticks, and it turns into an explosive play. 1st and 10 from out near midfield. A little bit of a play action on 1st and 10. We love to see it. Riley here is trying to sneak out to the top because you got a late rusher coming here. You know, Jaden is taking this guy. This guy comes late. You got a mesh concept working here in the middle of the field with Quavis and Ryan Williams. Maybe Ryan right there. Well, yeah. It got you pretty covered up right there, Tennessee does. This is one of those that gets tipped up, scares you a little bit when that happens. Spillman, the linebacker, who couldn't play in the first half because of targeting against Arkansas, thought he impacted some things there early in the third quarter. So 2nd and 10 now for Alabama. Let's see what we've got here. Let's go back a little bit. Kind of a bunch formation to the top. Ty has to hold it for a pat. And he comes back to the middle of the field in another great catch by Ryan Williams. And that's one where I think if Ryan's able to catch that in stride, he might have scored or at least gone for a big chunk there. But does a hell of a job catching the football. I think we'll see it maybe again here. Now, this is 3rd and 10. This is the fumble. Pretty unfortunate in some ways. Ty trying to throw the football here, and the ball essentially gets knocked loose inadvertently by his own guy. And this is also why you go and jump on every football these days. You see defenses and offenses on clear or what looks to be clear incompletions run and jump on the ball or scoop it and try to score. This play is why. Because Alabama had two or three guys that probably could have jumped on that football and didn't, assumed. And you don't, with replay and calls made on the field, you don't assume anything. See it right there. Ball comes out. Needed Brailsford to make another catch right here. But see, you've got Brailsford, Daniel Hill's in the neighborhood, Quavis is around there. And if you wondered what the replay crew was going to do, I thought Ty's reaction was going to make it the hardest part of overturning the call on the field. Because Ty, his reaction was, oh my God, I lost that football before I threw it. And it did. It was upheld on the field. But that'll be a teaching point this week for Alabama offensively. Do not assume incompletion. And the defense. I mean, that's a team-wide teaching point right there. Second and 10 for Tennessee now after the takeaway. Real opportunity for the Vols. Here you go. Going to keep with that run game. Tennessee wasn't going to totally abandon the run at 23-7. And they definitely weren't at 23-13. You see right here, you're going to get another edge for the Tennessee run game. I think that's Edrick Hill having a tough time right there. And now you've got Matthews on your DB. Saab comes up, runs the alley. Gets enough. You'll take that, though. I mean, if you get hit, you get gashed a little bit. You know, you'll take holding that thing to 15 or 20. It's the 40 pluses. Second and 12. And this isn't necessarily a make good for Alabama on the Ty Simpson fumble, but this was big. It's already second and 12. And you get the miss snap from Tennessee that pushes the balls back. And you see Noah Carter in the game at the wolf position. Played some different guys on the outside. Keon Keeley situationally, Justin Hill. So now you get the football back. And this was obviously a definitive sequence for Alabama when you're coming off the goal line. This is the delay to the tight end right here. We talked about this earlier. It looked like Alabama was trying to work it to Caleb Edwards. Tennessee got a hit on him, kind of held him up from getting out of here. But even in third and two, man, you got defenses getting depth with their linebackers. Look at the first down line here. And look, I mean, there's nobody. Once he takes that drop, there's nobody there in the middle of the field. That's third and two, and look at all that space. So, yeah, you'd love to be able to run the football in that situation, just go get 2 yards. But if defenses are going to play like that in short yardage, yeah, that's like a handoff to Josh Cuevas for 15 yards on third and two. It's one of those sort of supplementary plays that you hear people talk about a lot. Now Ryan Grubb makes the call from the club. This had been a pretty mundane night of play calling for Ryan Grubb up to this point. And when you saw Jeremy Bernard with this much depth and getting more depth as he went in motion, you knew something double pass-ish was coming up. I think Tennessee did too. Bernard wants to come back to Ty. See, down here under the A, they've got that taken care of. And right now you've got two Vols defenders and a blocker that isn't getting there. And this is where Jeremy Bernard just goes elite football player on a defense. Splits two guys, makes another guy miss. Here comes a fourth guy, runs through that. One of the guys that missed earlier misses again. These are the type of plays that just take it out of an opponent. Because you were dead right until Jeremy Bernard made you dead wrong. I'm going to have to check what was in that Celsius can right there for Ryan Grubb. See that Celsius can? We might have to check the contents. But I think Ryan right now is looking at the play sheet and getting that black marquee out and drawing a big line through that one. That's one where you just look down and go, okay, next play. Man, Jeremy Bernard. Now Bernard in orbit motion with Daniel Hill in the game. Showing zone, going to flip it out here. This is Bernard again because you don't really have this block. You can see this. This Tennessee defender is right where he needs to be. And Bernard simultaneously makes a catch that a lot of guys can feel that guy. You can feel six. and you know that your ribs are exposed. Bernard not only makes the catch, makes the guy miss. Not bad by Caleb Edwards out there as a perimeter blocker, but, you know, this is another 8 to 10 yards. And not just after first contact, after second contact. There are yards after first contact, and then there's yards after second contact. Really like this. Was kind of anticipating maybe more of this in the game from Grubb with design movement for Ty because of off-ball fakes, how this Tennessee defense runs to the action. Counter action, power action with the guard pulling. Show all that to those backers. Oh, wow. Here they come with the 240-pound back. This is going to be power. And get everybody inside. You got a quarterback that's very comfortable on the edge. You get the edge block right here on the corner to help him. Scott sort of staggers this thing, kind of sells it like he's coming down, and then he's going to hit the flat. There he goes. This guy is thinking, man, am I screwed? This Tennessee defender at the second level. Yeah, six, you're not getting there. Easy throw and catch. And then I love this from Rico Scott. Finish the play, you know, get in the end zone. That's what he does. Huge 99-yard drive. Started on the goal line, basically. Came out aggressive, even backed up, you know, came out in kind of a pistol formation, threw the football from your own end zone. There you see it. Look at these guys off that action. And Scott, you can see right here, he's got six outflanked. This is kind of the stuff that we saw against Georgia pretty consistently. Thought we'd actually see more of it against Tennessee, but when they needed it, they got it. Scott gets into the end zone. It is once again a 3-score lead as you get into the fourth quarter. Now Tennessee is in effort mode. Got to go for these fours. This is a 4th and 4 for the Vols from their own 31. Alabama rushing 3 here. They do get Aguilar to move out of the pocket. This is a Ty Simpson-like throw. Gathers himself, moving left, and rips one. It's a nice ball. Dijon Lee is at least in the vicinity to make the tackle and negate yards after the catch, but Aguilar to Matthews keeps the game alive for Tennessee. And now, because there is 13:23 left, even though it's a 3-score game, you can still run the football. I mean, you're having success consistently doing it at this point. Right here, you see 72. Kind of clearing a lane for Tennessee. I think this is the center for the Vols. He's going to get a little bit of a, yep, gets a cutoff right there. Was that Nakai Hill-Green or Jordan Jefferson? You got Noah Carter in the game. I saw Kamonte Henry in the game last night. And so you hit a chunk in the ground game. Now 3rd and 4 for the Vols. From the Alabama 16. Alabama bringing at least 5. Edrick Hill actually does a pretty good job here at getting his hands in the passing lane. You'll see this ball get tipped. And one of a couple of these that Alabama had off the edge that ended up going for catches. Staley able to make the catch in front of Hubbard. It would go for a first down. So now 1st and 10 for the Vols. This is again with Kitzelman working across the formation. Split zone. I think Deontay just ran right by it right there in the hole, didn't he? You know, Tennessee creating enough of a crease. Bishop, a downhill guy. He runs like a former walk-on. I mean, he's going to bring the physicality, and he's got that center of gravity that not a lot of fun between the tackles. 1st and goal for the Vols here. Kind of the same thing again. And Tennessee gets into the end zone. So it's not over. You convert the 4th and 4. Alabama not able to get off the field. the rest of the way, and it's back to a 10-point game. Alabama now with the first and 10 from its own 20. Bunch formation down here to the bottom. And you got single coverage up top on Ryan Williams to the field. This is a possession where Tennessee penalties really fueled things. And this is one of them. Into the Tennessee sideline. Sometimes you wonder if you're going to get that call. Tennessee got that call into the Alabama sideline back in 2024, right? Or 2022. The Malachi Moore PI late in that one. You'll see it on the replay, though. I mean, this is, if you do this right in front of a back judge, you're typically going to get it called. See it again. And when you grab inside the collar there and the ball's still in the air, you can't really argue catchable, uncatchable, any of that. It's pass interference. Alabama first and 10 out at midfield now. Condensed formation. First and 10, little play action. Tennessee bringing four. Pretty good protection. Vandermark on Spillman there. Ty going to take another deep shot, this time to Lottie Brooks. Why not? They're going to give you that man coverage. Go at these corners. Because even if you don't hit it, you got a good chance to do that right there. So another PI. More flags on that one than the opening ceremony at an Olympics. That was pretty clear right there. Brooks draws the PI. So when you think about passing yards, things like that, Alabama averaged around 8.5, 9 yards per attempt. You think about some of these penalties on Tennessee too. Defensive penalties, especially on this drive, were very, very big. First and 10 for Alabama now in the red zone. Jet to Jeremy Bernard. Daniel Hill leading the way. You see Wilkin Formby try to get his guy moving to the perimeter. And Daniel Hill is going to eventually learn how to really play to his size. And then he's going to be a bigger problem than he was even last night. You see him right there. He just really catches that. And kind of takes the brunt of that. Formby does a good job here of continuing to work. See that? Gets enough of a guy right there. Rico Scott doing a nice job downfield blocking. And also patience from Jeremy Bernard as a ball carrier. You know, kind of let some things happen and then, you know, find the crease and hit it. Fourth and 2 for Alabama from the Tennessee 11. Again, that 2x2 condensed formation. Going to run Daniel Hill down here to the rail. This is mesh underneath with Quavis and Isaiah Horton crossing short. Four-man pass rush. This was right after, right? The scary throw from Ty Simpson. Right here, you'll see him, though. Situational football. Go get it. Tennessee's got the mesh kind of covered up. And right here, Tennessee looks like they're in great shape. But, man, it just seems like more and more in college football, hard to find second-level guys that can break down and make a tackle. Ty takes advantage of it. T-Lander's going to come over late, send Ty into the cheerleaders. Looks like everybody's okay. The Simpsons are happy. Jason. Check out my man right behind Jason. I want one of them chicken wings, dude. Let me get one of those. But it's going to be a first and goal after the flag, the personal foul against the Vols. Alabama with a huge conversion. Another one of those situations for this Alabama team where in the big moments, it has stood up and converted. So now you've got an unbalanced line for the Alabama offense down here. That's Wilkin Formby. And then you got two tight ends to his right. And he is to the right of Parker Brailsford. So you get over here, and you're getting into three offensive linemen, four offensive linemen, when you include Sanders in this, to the left of Brailsford, with Quavis and a 240-pound back. I love the toss in the second half, fourth quarter especially. That seemed to be the answer in the run game for Ryan Grubb. Once they got this toss going, that's when the work got done. Nice seal out here by Proctor. Look at Proctor on 42. Dewberry in there. Pretty good job by Quavis. He didn't necessarily win, but he also didn't lose, because that is a play on the corner where you see guys get called for holding all the time. OJ Howard in the 2013 Iron Bowl comes to mind. Remember that TJ Yeldon run that got negated? A lot of things don't happen if there's not that hold that's called on the corner there. But Hill is able to rumble, finishes like a 240-pounder there. Get in the end zone, and that is pretty much going to be your ball game. Still some things that, you want to see your football team continue to excel at when you start looking beyond even this game. And a lot of that has to do with the defensive side of the ball. So 5:26 left, 2nd and 10 for the Vols. Aguilar feeling some heat there. Works out to his left. Again, this is good stuff from him. I mean, that ball is ripped moving left to Staley. Reminiscent of what we've seen from Ty Simpson on those occasions. You get these guys outside the pocket, and they keep those eyes up, and they're not afraid right or left to take shots. Kane just says, I'm bringing it right here. I don't think it takes a lot for Kane to bring it, but this is nice getting a hand up here. Yeah, it's Deontay, right? Deontay gets a hand up, gets a finger on the football, redirects it. This is a double win if you're Alabama, because you make the tackle with Damani Jackson and you keep this guy in bounds with a running clock. 3rd and 14 now for the Vols. Where do you think it's going? Well, going quick game again. A little bit of a surprise there. Eyes to the quarterback. You know, Damani's able to come up on the 6'5 receiver, Brazel, and make a tackle. 4th and 11, where do you think this is going? This is a tough spot for Tennessee, too, because they're not very elaborate in their routes and their passing game concepts. And they love to stretch the field vertically, but you get them down on this end, doesn't feel like there's a lot in the playbook for these type of situations. But when you have a 6'5 receiver into the boundary, to the top, against a corner who has struggled this year, you would think that's where the ball is going to go, but it doesn't. And you're able to get off the field on 4th and 11, the Alabama defense. Limitations. There they are. The cigars are now officially lit. Bryant Denny is lit. The cigars are lit. And the Alabama defense, you are who you are. And, you want to continue to develop this ability, not just in terms of defending your home turf, which this team has done under Kalen DeBoer, as we know, but also getting off the field, getting stops. Best way to get stops is to practice getting stops. 1st and 10 now for Tennessee. One more time. We're going to go over this total in Vegas. Aguilar against the 4-man pass rush. Going to take it down here to the back. Keep the chains moving. Alabama in a dime look. 1st and 10. Here it is. Brazel, 6'5". Damani panics when the ball's in the air. Grabs him at the top. You're going to get this called every time. Yeah, pass interference on Damani Jackson there in the end zone. That's going to be first and goal from the two. You'll see it right here. He's in good shape, too. Just look to the football. He tackled the guy at the top. They're going to call that. So now 13 seconds left with a running clock. This is it. This is it for a lot of folks who are invested in this play. Who are you going to thank if you had the under here? Bishop? Or maybe LT Overton? Overton is able to get the stop just short of the goal line. That actually wasn't Bishop, but all the same, Alabama keeps Tennessee out of the end zone. It is a 17-point win for the Crimson Tide. Alabama now four straight weeks of wins over top 15 opponents. Impressive, impressive stuff, to say the least. And that is going to do it for Second Watch. Now, coming up later tonight, we'll have Chase Goodbread of the Tuscaloosa News. We'll talk Alabama-Tennessee with Mr. Goodbread, and we'll be live. So if you want to jump in the show chat with your thoughts, comments, or questions, we would love to hang out with you later on a Sunday night right here on Ryer on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, we hope you'll do that. Hit that thumbs up. That would help us out tremendously as well. Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us right here on Ryer on YouTube. And until next time, so long, everybody.